a chord that David played and it pleased the Lord. But you don't really care for music, do you? Well, it goes like this, the fourth, the fifth, the minor fall and the major lift, the baffled king composing. Strong, but you needed proof. You saw her bathing on the roof. Her beauty and the moonlight overthrew you. And she tied you to her kitchen chair. And she broke your throne and she cut your hair. And from your lips she drew the floor, you know, I used to live alone before I knew you. But I've seen your flag on the marble arch, and love is not a victory march. It's a cold and it's a broken hallelujah. Hallelujah. A time when you let me know what's really going on below, but now you never show that to me, do you? But remember when I moved in you and the holy dove was moving too, and every breath we drew was hallelujah, hallelujah. Maybe there is a God above, but all I've ever learned from love was how to shoot somebody who outdrew you. And it's not a cry that you hear at night, it's not somebody who's seen the light, it's a cold and it's a broken hallelujah, hallelujah.
So that was Hallelujah by Jeff Buckley. It's actually a cover by him, but it's probably the best version of that song recorded. I'm tired tonight, so it's going to be a slow jam session. Also, before I forget, you're listening to Slightly Medium on WMFO Medford. So, like I said, that was the best version probably ever released. And it was by Jeff Buckley, who's kind of a tragic figure. He died really young at 30, but he only ever released one album. So when you think of a celebrity who died young and was really famous, they're famous because they released a lot of material, and that's not really the case for him. He kind of became this urban legend almost in the East Village of New York. He was like a big indie rock type of figure. He would cover a lot of people, not even indie rock. I don't know, he was just different. He would cover a lot of people, a lot of different artists, like Hallelujah, which was not originally his. And he only ever released one album of work called Grace. It's listed as one of the greatest albums of all time. He was listed number 39 on the Rolling Stones Greatest Singers list, which is really impressive for a guy with such a small body of known work. After he died, some of the stuff they never released was published or remastered and released. But mostly he's pretty unknown, and it's a shame because he was very talented, which I guess kind of was his own doing because he would constantly push away labels. He preferred to kind of stay underground, if you will. But he is a major influencer on a lot of musicians, and a lot of people have cited him as an influence. So I'm going to kind of keep with a similar sound, and this next song is John Mayer, Slow Dance in a Burning Room, which I really like. His music's kind of got that same angst and tragic feel of Hallelujah by Jeff Buckley. So this is Slow Dance in a Burning Room by John Mayer.
Thank you.
So that was Slow Dancing in a Burning Room by John Mayer on his Continuum album from 2006. Personally, he's one of my favorite artists, not necessarily for anything more intense, obviously, but like just to listen to. Yeah, he's incredibly talented. I've heard him, some people describe him as like one of the most underrated guitarists ever. Because, you know, when you think of a great guitarist, you think of, you know, somebody wailing on a guitar, playing some guitar solo in a heavy metal or hard rock song. And that's not his type of music at all. He plays, you know, much more low-key type music. But he plays so smooth, and apparently what he plays is actually more difficult than it sounds, but he's so good that it just sounds easy and nice. Also, the album Continuum is one of my favorite albums. It's got a lot of really good songs on it. I listen to a lot of them. I'll probably play more of them tonight, because when it comes to slow, slightly melancholy songs, there's quite a few of them on that album that are just actually really pleasant to listen to. And so this next song is One Shot of Whiskey by Ron Pope.
At a bar in a town that I sure won't remember, the next time September will show her cruel face. I will race to the bottom of every glass, and I hope that these drinks have a shot at replacing the things that I lost on the way that I took to this place. So give me one shot of whiskey, two lines of cocaine, and tell everyone who I love that I'm sorry, but I'm built this way. And if you see my brother, please tell him I'm fine. Promise I'm trying to get home for Christmas, though I'm not sure quite why. Mercy me, oh my God, I'm afraid that I'm losing my mind. It was hot, it was dark, I was starved for attention. I was seeking redemption for a face that I know. If there's one thing I've learned as I pass through the seasons, it's not that you reap what you sow, it's that you get what you give if you're lucky, but mostly you don't. So give me one shot of whiskey and two lines of cocaine, and tell everyone who I love that I'm sorry, but I'm built this way. And if you see my brother, please tell him I'm fine. And promise I'm trying to get home for Christmas, though I'm not sure quite why. Mercy me, oh my God, I'm afraid that I'm losing my mind. I feel like a snowball in hell, 'cause I ain't gonna last very long. Or a Liberty Bell that got cracked on its very first song. It would be easy to add all the things I've done right, hard to count all the ones I've done wrong. Where did the time go? Where has it gone? So give me one shot of whiskey, two lines of cocaine, and tell everyone who I love that I'm sorry, but I'm built this way. And if you see my brother, please tell him I'm fine. And promise I'm trying to get home for Christmas, though I'm not sure quite why. mercy me. Oh my God, I'm afraid that I'm losing my mind. Mercy me. Oh my God, I'm afraid that I'm losing my mind.
So that was One Shot of Whiskey by Ron Pope. So the other day I was asked if I got bored doing this because I'm alone in this room for an hour playing music and talking, which I thought was ridiculous because that's all I do all day anyway is play music and talk. And then they're like, well, you're alone for an hour, but I don't know. If you can't be alone for an hour with yourself because you get bored, then you must be a remarkably uninteresting person. I mean, if you can't keep yourself engaged, how are you supposed to engage with others and keep them interested in what you have to do and what you have to say and who you are as a person? I don't know. And I mean, there's the idea of like challenging yourself. And I think people do that to an extent, you know, like they challenge themselves to do better in school, whatever. But I feel like people don't often challenge their own beliefs. And most people are challenged, or most people don't like being challenged when it comes to thought. They like being challenged when it comes to achieving, but not when it comes to their beliefs, their thoughts, more personal things like that. But I don't know. I mean, I've talked to myself since I was like a little kid, which, by the way, apparently is a sign of genius. So I must be something, either brilliant or nuts, one or the other. But you know, so being alone for an hour, it's good actually. I don't know. I mean, we all spend enough time alone. You should be fine with your thoughts. If you can't be alone with your thoughts for an hour, then it must not be very exciting in your head. Also, I mean, when I listen to the music, I just sing along and space out most of the time because it's just relaxing to be in here. It's really cool. So, yeah, I found it interesting that somebody thought I'd be boring because, you know, I'm some of the best company I know. What's more entertaining than talking to me? So this next song is by Don McLean. It's not American Pie, but that's an interesting topic to talk about because that song kind of hurt his career because he was a folk rock musician back before folk was really what it is today, I guess. I don't know how to explain it, but they're more on the cusp, on the edge of society. And because that song became so mainstream, his main clientele, those people who were kind of on the outskirts, ostracized him for becoming so mainstream because they said he was a sellout. But this is not American Pie, which I was just talking about. This is a song called Vincent about Vincent Van Gogh. And so here's Vincent by Don McLean.
Paint your palette blue and gray. Look out on a summer's day with eyes that know the darkness in my soul. Shadows on the hills. Sketch the trees and the daffodils. Catch the breeze and the winter chills in colors on the snowy linen land. Now I understand what you tried to say to me, and how you suffered for your sanity, and how you tried to set them free. They would not listen, they did not know how. Perhaps they'll listen now. Starry, starry night. Flaming flowers that brightly blaze, swirling clouds in violet haze, reflect in Vincent's eyes of china blue, colors changing hue. Morning fields of amber grain, weathered faces lined in pain, are soothed beneath the artist's loving hand. Now I understand what you tried to say to me, and
and how you suffered for your sanity, and how you tried to set them free. They would not listen, they did not know how. Perhaps they'll listen now, for they could not love you. But still your love was true. And when no hope was left in sight on that starry, starry night, you took your life as lovers often do. But I could have told you, Vincent, this world was never meant for one as beautiful as you. Starry, starry night. Portraits hung in empty halls, frameless heads on nameless walls, with eyes that watch the world and can't forget, like the strangers that you've met. The ragged men in ragged clothes, a silver thorn, a bloody rose, lie crushed and broken on the virgin snow. Now I think I know what you tried to say to me, and how you suffered for your sanity, and how you tried to set them free. They would not listen, they're not listening still. Perhaps they never.
That was Vincent by Don McLean, which is a song that I haven't listened to in a long while, actually. So I am going to do my public service announcement now. So this is the Be a Hero CTA. Every 8 minutes, the American Red Cross brings help and hope to people in need. Thanks to the support of everyday heroes like you, the Red Cross is able to respond to disasters big and small, support military families, help ensure that blood is available when needed, and teach life-saving skills like CPR and first aid. Be a hero. Donate today. Visit redcross.org or call 1-800-RED-CROSS. So, this next song is called The Wait by The Band, which is a band called The Band as a name. They got their name because they were comprised of all men who had been, you know, backing members for solo acts, most notably Bob Dylan. That's actually where they all met and started and whatnot. It was always Bob Dylan and his band, or Bob Dylan and the band. And they decided to go off on their own. And when they did that, they were like, what should we name ourselves? And they said, let's call ourselves The Band, because that's always what they were called by everybody. They ended up actually touring with Bob Dylan and opening for him for a while. And they ended up becoming a great group on their own, in their own right. So this is one of their most famous songs, The Wait.
I just need some place where I can lay my head. Hey, mister, can you tell me where a man might find a bed? He just grinned and shook my hand. No was all he said. Take a load off, Fanny. Take a load for free. Take a load.
load right on me. Put the load right on me. Go down, Miss Moses. There's nothing you can say. It's just old Luke, and Luke's waiting on the judgment day. Well, Luke, my friend, what about young Annalee? He said, do me a favor, son, won't you stay and keep Annalee company? Take a load off. Put the load right on me. Crazy Chester followed me, and he caught me in the fall. He said, I will fix your rat if you take Jack, my dog. I said, wait a minute, Chester, you know I'm a peaceful man. That's okay, boy. Won't you feed me when you can?
Yeah. Take a load off, Fanny. Take a load off, Free. Take a load off, Fanny.
And you put the load right
on. Load right on. It's time to get back to Miss Fanny. You know she's the only one who sent me here with the regards for everyone. Take a load off, Fanny. Take a load, Free. Take a load off, Fanny.
And you put the load right.
So that was The Weight by The Band, which is consistently considered one of the greatest songs ever. According, again, to a Rolling Stones magazine, it's number 20-something or 30-something of the top 500, so that's pretty high. Great song. And next is a song by one of my parents' favorite artists, I think, because he used to be in The Police and then went solo. So this is Fields of Gold by Sting.
Soul upon the fields of Bali.
So that was Field of Gold by Sting, Fields of Gold by Sting, and next is Champagne Supernova by Oasis, which is markedly better than Wonderwall, which is for some reason more famous. So here's Fields of Gold, or Champagne Supernova, sorry, I'm tired, slip a tongue.
Special people change. How many lives are living strange? Where were you while we were getting high? Slowly walking down the hall, faster than a cannonball. Where were you while we were getting high? Someday you will find me caught beneath the landslide. In a champagne supernova in the sky. Someday you will find me caught beneath the landslide. In a champagne supernova. A champagne supernova in the sky. Dream, she never dies. Wipe that tear away now from your eye. Slowly walking down the hall, faster than a cannonball. Where were you while we were getting high? Someday you will find me caught beneath the landslide. In a champagne supernova.
you don't feel nothing bad.
That was Ophelia by the Lumineers, who are one of the more successful indie groups of this decade. This next song I found on my Discover Weekly, which most people complain about, but I feel like I get a pretty good one every week on my playlists, so that's cool. So this is called Way Back When by Codaline. So, yeah.
We never had that much to do, so we just lay around in someone's house. Someday I'll have it all again, just like way back when. Into the afternoon, then we just get up and go outside. Open a window, let the breeze blow in, forget everything. Yeah, those will be the days that I'll be missing. When I'm old and when I'm gray and when I stop working, I hope that I can say, when all my days are done, we were just having fun. Ooh. Will we go drinking in the afternoon, lie out on the grass and fall asleep? Or will I ever see that girl again, the girl from way back when? Cigarette and throw together everything we had, and then go driving in my parents' car. We never strayed too far. My phone. Ooh, yeah.
So this next song is also over off of my Discover Weekly. It's called Lamplight by Delwater Gap, which is a very interesting name for a band. I don't really know what it means at all. I don't even know what a water gap is. What is a water gap? Is it like a stream or a river or something? I have no idea. Very interesting. I mean, Del could be Spanish. It's like De and El put together. Never mind. But yeah, Lamplight, which, I mean, it's dark out, so light is a good thing, especially because it's been dark for many hours recently. It's getting dark early again, and gets lighter later, and just less sunlight. It's like you look outside and you're like, it's only 7 o'clock, but you're ready to go to bed because you feel like it's 10:30 or later, 11 or 1 in the morning if you're me, because I don't sleep, or 3 in the morning because you're me and you do a radio show on a Wednesday morning, Tuesday night, Wednesday morning, like a nutcase, and stay up till 3 a.m. talking on the radio for all like 5 people that are listening in the world. To anybody who's listening, hello, good morning. So this is, like I said, Lamplight by Delwater Gap.
I know you and your patience. I was just a kid, and clueless. I never stopped to wonder. Lightning strikes the thunder. If it's just coincidence. Every time your father beat you down, you told him, Dad, it won't be long. And as your tiny body slept that night, I have a lamplight burning strong. And hate it. Bedroom is dark. Yeah, but you've broken all the doorways. And now you're stuck inside.
Crashed in Arkansas.
So that was Lamplight by Delwater Gap. Again, I have no idea what their name means. This next song is called Barcelona by George Ezra, which is a good song. And yeah, again, another relaxed, kind of chill song for this early morning session. I'm really tired and can't wait to go to bed after this. So I might actually sleep for once. A kid with insomnia getting some sleep. It's a miracle. So this is Barcelona by George Ezra. I said I'd probably play another song off of Continuum by John Mayer before this hour was over. So to end the night, I'm playing Stop This Train by John Mayer off Continuum, as I just said. So you've been listening to Slightly Medium. It's 2:58 a.m. and I hope if you're listening live that you've had a great night or good morning. If you listen later, good whatever time of day it is for you. And this is Stop This Train.
Black and white. Try to keep an open mind, but I just can't sleep on this tonight. speed it's moving in. I know I can't, but honestly, won't someone stop this train? Parents go. One generation's length away from fighting life out on my own.